Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 42, Fitness, 5 Things That Make Exercise Enjoyable, by Mary Yuksh of goodlifezen.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first timers if you're new here. This is the podcast where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. As I've been doing for the past week or so, I thought I'd share with you another inspiring quote today. This one, again, comes from Gretchen Rubin in her book, The Happiness Project. She says, "Give yourself credit for even the smallest effort." That is definitely one of the themes of this show. It's all about progress, not perfection. If you take one small baby step in the right direction, that's a win. And give yourself a pat on the back for it. Now, today we're going to hear from Mary of Good Life Zen talking about ways to make exercise more enjoyable. I know for many of us, just thinking about exercise, we dread it. We think about the gym environment and we go, oh, forget it. Not going to happen. So whether that rings true for you or not, definitely keep listening because there's some good stuff here. So let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Fitness, 5 Things That Make Exercise Enjoyable, by Mary Yuksh of goodlifezen.com. When I started the fitness challenge, I had no idea what the response might be. I was amazed when over 80 people joined the challenge. It seems that there is a quiet revolution in progress. More and more people want to live a meaningful and wholesome life. There are 5 lessons I've learned through participating in the challenge this week. Lesson number 1. Shared aspirations keep us on track. When people started to join the challenge, I followed Leo Babauta's advice and started a forum. The forum is a place where participants can share their journey and get support. It's inspiring. Teaming up with others makes getting fit and staying healthy a lot easier. Lesson number 2, make it fun. We're much more likely to sustain healthy fitness habits if we make exercise a fun thing to do. Here's what Leo Babauta wrote in the forum. Quote, "My suggestion is not to look for exercise, but for a fun way to get moving. So it might be going for hikes in nature or taking long walks with a good friend or paddling a boat or playing a sport that's fun to you or sprinting around with kids or doing yoga if you enjoy that. It really doesn't matter, as long as you're moving and having fun. If you don't know what that might be, try as many different things as you can." End quote. Lesson number 3, every action counts. Sometimes it's difficult to find time for exercise, and that can be frustrating. It's easy to forget that there's also functional exercise, ordinary everyday actions that boost fitness. Kika, a challenge participant, writes, quote, So far today, I've walked through Zurich twice. Not really a fitness thing. I just chose to walk to all my chores instead of hopping on the tram. Now, I know it takes 45 brisk minutes from the dentist to school, 35 brisk minutes from school to optician, another 35 brisk minutes from optician to my best friend's house, and then another 15 back to main station. The early morning walk reminded me how much I love my city of Zurich, and I could take in all its beauty with so much more intensity and detail. End quote. Lesson number 4. Exercise doesn't have to cost a cent. If we're creative, we can find many different ways to exercise that don't cost a bean. You don't need an expensive membership in the gym in order to get fit. Here's how challenge participant Julie finds creative opportunities for exercise. Quote, a week into the challenge, and I realize I'm more determined now to improve my fitness level than I was at the beginning. I'm enjoying finding creative solutions to what could become problems if I let them, which in turn would leave me feeling discouraged. Work, life, exercise balance? If I work out at work, then I need to stretch at home. If I have a sedentary day, then I need to do something aerobic at home. I can't afford gym classes. So, jog to the local gym and back again. This is free and has the added benefit to the environment. All those cars parked and lined up so that people can run on treadmills? How to do my load-bearing exercises? I have 1 kilogram ankle weights. It's about 2.2 pounds. Perfect, for now. Or I could use 1 kilogram bags of sugar. Added bonus? Feeling smug because I'm lifting the sugar instead of eating it. My goal now is to keep finding solutions when excuses pop up. End quote. Lesson number 5, listen to your body. It's important to listen to what our body tells us. For example, recovery is crucial, so we need to have at least one rest day within a week of daily exercise. The body tells us exactly when it needs to recover. It can be a delicate balance between listening to what the body wants whilst getting stronger and fitter. Each one of us has a particular strategy in response to this balance. I tend to push myself beyond what may be good for my body. Others may want to remain in their comfort zone. When we understand our habitual strategies, we can change or adapt them. Listening to the body is crucial when it comes to working with pain or chronic illness. I was recently asked the following question. Why do you think some people who have ongoing health problems are happy and some healthy people are unhappy? What do you feel is the main difference between the two? This is how I answered. I think that people who are happy, even though they may suffer from chronic illness, are most likely to embrace two seemingly conflicting mindsets. One mindset is a dog determined to fight for as much quality of life as their condition allows, and more. And the other is to make peace with their condition, accepting limitations gracefully. You just listened to the post titled, Fitness, 5 Things That Make Exercise Enjoyable, by Mary Yuksh of goodlifezen.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And here again, I love it. Leo Babauta was mentioned in a post from a different author. Yesterday, if you recall, Steve Kam of Nerd Fitness mentioned him as well, and now Mary too. So Leo is all over the place. Now for my personal take on this post. If you recall, I'm one of those with a chronic condition. So I'm one of those examples of folks who really fight for quality of life. I've said this before. People always tell me, oh, it's easier for you. You're healthy. You can exercise more because you have the time or whatever. They don't realize that I understand what it's like to not be healthy because I have a chronic condition that I can never get rid of. And so the question about why some people who have ongoing health problems are happy and while healthy people may be unhappy, I can definitely relate to that. I was not happy for a long, long time. In fact, after my diagnosis, as I have shared with you before, I was quite depressed. And this didn't just go away overnight. I had to pull myself out of it. I had to take charge of my health and say, you know what? You have two options here. You can sulk and live like this the rest of your life, or you can take charge of your health and start doing something about it. I chose the latter. Don't get me wrong. There are definitely days when I wake up going, why do I have this disease? Especially those days when I just don't feel right. But I have found things that help pull me out of it. Exercise is one. It may not be for you, and that's okay. Find something, though, that you like, that's not harmful to others, that's not harmful to you, that makes you feel good, that makes you feel happy. When I'm not in the mood to exercise, playing an instrument, playing my guitar is what does it for me. Or turning off the computer, turning off the TV, and cracking open a book that's always been interesting to me, one that I've always wanted to read, like The Happiness Project I mentioned. There's another book on happiness that I'm going to start tomorrow, in fact. So if you don't feel you're quite happy right now, or you're not quite where you want to be in life at this point, keep at it. I promise you'll get there. Take it from me. Now, before we end for the day, if we can get some more subscribers to the show, we'd be able to commit to many more episodes. So if you'd like to help us out, a really simple and free thing you can do right now is show someone how to subscribe to the podcast. Just share this with somebody. It would be a really big help. Direct them to oldpodcast.com or just show them how to subscribe on their phone. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you're having a great week, and I'll see you in tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.